You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
On the Gym Class for a Thursday on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. We are presented by Hennings Financial here on KGYM. As always, Hennings Financial, your retirement rollover specialist. They're a Cedar Rapids-based financial services firm focused on your retirement journey. Their specialty is helping pre-retirees and the newly retired manage their assets to produce a sustainable income. And you can find out more. All you need to do is head to our website at kgymradio.com and click on the info on the left-hand side right there, and we will have all that information for you at your convenience to use. And big thanks to Hennings Financial, the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program on KGYM. A lot to get to on the show today. We've got a good one for you. Scott Unash from our studios, Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on this Thursday that's been a roller coaster of a day, certainly. How you doing, Mark? Whoop. I think we lost Mark. As I hear the bleep, 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 bleep going on of our friends from the Skype world. So we'll try her again here and see if we have Mark with us and see if we can get him connected here, as this is the new normal, if you will. Taylor is looking at me from the other side of the glass going, yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll see if we can get this taken care of here. This is all someone's fault here at the station on our sister station, Z102.9. I'm just going to say that right now because they signed us out and I had to sign back in. And here's what happens when you have to sign back in. So at any rate, we'll get this all taken care of here. And Mark will join us coming up in a little bit. Dan Shonk is going to join us coming up in a little bit as well, as we will meet one more time with Dan from Our Lad Scouting Service, and we will talk about the 2020 NFL Draft, which will go on a week from tonight. Tristan Wirfs is certainly going to get his name called, and looking forward to that. A.J. Epenesa, we shall see. And Epenesa's name has been bantered about in the second round at times, perhaps. And maybe even a couple of mocks with the third round. We shall wait and see how that all plays out. But hopefully AJ Epenesa will get his name called as well next Thursday. But we do know that we are going to hear Tristan Wirfs' name, and we're going to hear it very, very soon in that. So we'll talk with Dan Shonka. If you have a question for Dan, already a few of those via Facebook here that Mark and I have received. And if you have one, let us know on the text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is our text line. That's our phone line as well. We will open that up for you coming up in just a little bit here. Still trying to get connected, and we may have to take a little time out here to make sure we get Mark on the line with us. I feel like Kirk Ferentz. He was 3 for 4 on Zoom, and so far we have been a perfect, what would it be now, about 24-ish of 24. Today is the fifth five-week anniversary of basically everything being shut down due to the coronavirus, and news coming out today as well. As, of course, Kim Reynolds said earlier on today that region number 6, of which Linn County and basically counties to the northeast, north and toward the Mississippi River, have gone into a 10, if you will. And what that means is that it will be I'm not sure what words to use here. As far as it's not a stay-at-home order, but it is now an order where you are only to congregate with members of your family. Also, they emphasize to stay home even more, emphasizing that, and no congregating outside of your family. and certainly nothing over 10 as far as your group is concerned. 319-366-1600. Do we have Mark? Are you there?
Here.
No, we got a lousy connection, so we're going to have to try that again here. So let's just go ahead and we will take a break, and we'll get connected up here with Mark, and we're going to talk to Dan Shanka coming up in a little bit. So we'll take a quick break on the program here today. Back with more of the Gym Class after this on KGYM.
Being isolated from those you care about can be hard. Now, more than ever, you may want support. Turn to Your Life Iowa. We can help you through any challenge you may be facing with mental health, suicidal thoughts, alcohol, drugs, gambling, or more. With Your Life Iowa, you're never alone. Call, text, or chat with us online 24/7. Start at yourlifeiowa.org, where your everyday life support. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Health.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday
Yeah,
nights.
That sounds a lot better there.
Rusty Nails is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great
time.
Right,
yeah, it didn't even
Bowl
take that first
Williams
time,
Boulevard,
and then the second
Southwest
time was
Cedar
even...
The official sponsor
I just
of Bowling
heard you
Night
cut
America
in now, so.
On the gym.
We'll go in 30 seconds.
You've spent
here.
A lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right thing. Your kids, your parents,
yeah,
and paying the bills.
We'll see. Right now,
retirement
you're fine.
Sounds nice,
it
but
sounds
feels
normal.
A million yeah. impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
310. Thanks to Hennings Financial, the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program, Scott Unash, and I believe we have Mark Dukes with us from the home base on the southwest side. Are you audible there, Mark?
I am here. You sound much better, and isn't technology wonderful?
Well, I said before I tried to hook up with you on Skype that Kirk Ferentz was 3 out of 4. We're now, what, 21 out of 22 or something like that? So... We're actually
that's still pretty good.
Our percentage is a little bit better, no doubt about that. But
I'm glad we got connected here. Looking forward to the show.
Yeah, we'll talk to Dan Shanka coming up as we mentioned here in just a little bit. There is some weather news out there. Winter storm warnings in effect for the southern part of our listening area, the southern counties down there. Basically, a small swath, if you will, along the Iowa-Missouri border that's going to get one of those April snowstorms that hit with fury, dump a lot of snow, and then leave again. And I think Mark is left again, unfortunately, with us here. As are you there, Mark? Yeah, our connection just not very good right now. So we'll try to get, we will try to go ahead and get Mark on the phone line here at the very next break. And we'll try it that way today. Sometimes technology works, sometimes technology does not work. And we're going to talk to Dan Shanka here in about 8 minutes or so. There is, as we mentioned, a winter storm warning from basically Washington County on down to the first row of counties in Missouri, and this is nothing to be taken lightly here. They are anticipating, the National Weather Service anyway, in the corridor here, anywhere between 2 to 4 inches, 2 inches in Cedar Rapids, 4 inches in Iowa City. But you take a look at Burlington, expected to get 10 inches of snow right along the Iowa-Missouri border. Down along the Bloomfield area, right around there. That looks to be upwards of a foot of snow right now. And it's going to be very wet snow as well. And the good part about April snow is it usually doesn't last very long. Expected to have the snow start anywhere around 8 o'clock or afterwards around the corridor. earlier on if you are in the southern part of our listening area. So keep that in mind here this evening. 319-366-1600 is our phone line. And that is also our text line as well here today as we come your way on the Gym Class program here on this Thursday. And did want to talk about one piece of good news today. And we'll get Mark on the phone here coming up. I may have to have Taylor help me out here. This is going to be a tag team effort here today. And we will get Mark on the phone coming up. And we will talk with him about this because Mark is a golfer as well. And we wanted to get this out there and just talk about it a little bit because there was a little bit of good news. We talked about it yesterday as far as the schedule is concerned and getting the first sports up there. Taylor is going to get the phone number here of Mark with her new orange fingernails. She's got a lot of time on her hands, she told me. And we'll get Mark on the phone here. And we will talk with him that way. And we will also talk to Dan Shanka that way as well. But PGA Tour making the official announcement that they are looking at restarting or starting their... Well, it'd be restarting the season because obviously they are already into it here and got through into the month of February anyway before things got shut down due to the coronavirus. They were in the Tournament Players Championship when that was shut down. So at any rate, the PGA Tour has said that they are going to are planning anyway to start the season back up. And that would be in mid-June, as was reported yesterday, mid-June. And that would be down at Colonial and down in Fort Worth, Texas, as that will be the first event. Now, the first four events, the Charles Schwab Challenge at the Colonial Country Club, June 8th through the 14th, that particular event will not have a gallery. Neither will the next three. June 15th through the 21st, the RBC Heritage at Hilton Head, Harbortown Golf Links. That actually was the event to be started today, but they have pushed that back from June 15th to the 21st. After that, it'll be the Travelers Championship at its regular point in the calendar, June 22nd through the 28th. And then July 2nd through the 5th, it'll be the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit at the Detroit Country Club. So those are the first four that are going to be played, and those events will be played without a gallery. Now, the PGA Tour is planning on having a gallery at their fifth event. Their fifth event is the John Deere Classic at the TPC Deer Run in Silvis, Illinois from July 6th through the 12th. And what are your thoughts about that? I mean, this could go in a couple of different directions here. And love to talk about that with you and get your thoughts about it on the text line as well at 319-366-1600. If the John Deere Classic is the first sporting event that is open up to the public, what are your thoughts about going to Silvis? You take a look at it as far as the positive is concerned, the John Deere Classic could potentially have their biggest field and best field that they have had in a long time. There is no Open Championship right afterwards this year. It will go into the Memorial, July 13th through the 19th. At Jack's Place, Muirfield Village Golf Club in Dublin, Ohio. It will be the first event with a gallery. You would think a lot of players would like to be there. You also think there will be some players that would not like to be there. It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. And your thoughts about it as well. Are you going to go to an event? We will be potentially the epicenter of the world here as far, at least in the United States, as far as the first area to hold a major sporting event after the shutdown due to COVID-19. And just kind of interested to hear your takes on it. Are you going to go to the John Deere Classic if you are a golf fan? Now, this is different than going to a Hawkeye game or a Cyclone game or whatever the case may be, where you get a pretty good and a very big cross-section of sports fans out there. To go to a golf tournament, yeah, you probably have to be a golf fan out there. But I think golf fans, A, want to get to a tournament. There's two ways of thinking about it. They want to get to a golf tournament. They want to get to a venue. They want to get to an event. Or they also have some trepidation as well. 319-366-1600. Cyclone Tim says we are in double secret probation right now. I cannot agree with you more. 1345 says, I like the idea. It could be a good thing for viewership and could bring some fans to golf that maybe don't normally watch it. And we were talking about this as far as Major League Baseball is concerned as well. If Major League Baseball wanted to try to be the first one, maybe that helps them as far as getting things together for a sport that really needs a shot in the arm. Golf, with or without Tiger Woods, is two different entities right now. With Tiger, TV numbers are way up there. Crowds have always been there as far as golf events are concerned. They have always been there as far as those events are concerned. Just kind of wondering what you think about it. 319-366-1600. That is our text line. Again, 319-366-1600. And we got a lot of people weighing in here. And we're going to talk to Dan coming up in just a little bit. Taylor, can you get Mark on the line too as well, on a different line? Taylor did not know what she signed up for today. She thought she was going to go ahead and get she was going to get her nails a chance to get dried. That is Mark's number. 4-6? I gave you the wrong number?
I think so.
Oh, boy. This is good, isn't it? It's fine radio. Taylor, hi. Say hi to the folks out there.
Hi.
Hi. Taylor's doing a great job filling in for Buttons as far as our producer is concerned. And, yeah, I'm going to get you the right. Here it is.
Okay.
If I wrote it down, I apologize.
I'll bring this back.
All right. Taylor's going to bring it back. Taylor doing a great job. We're going to talk to Dan coming up in a little bit as well. 6614 asks, what about the Masters rescheduled? I guess I'm not sure exactly about the question right there. Masters is rescheduled for November, by the way. Mid-November is when they were going to have the Golf World Meetup at Augusta. Cyclone Tim weighing in again. I wouldn't be surprised if they will not have crowds. I think the golfers will pressure the PGA to not have crowds for a while. First four events will not have a gallery for the PGA Tour. The first event that is scheduled to have a crowd is the John Deere Classic, and that will be the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th from TPC Deer Run in Silvis, Illinois. That would be the first event that would be scheduled to have people in attendance, a gallery, walking along, what have you. 319-366-1600. Thank you, Taylor. And I think we've got Mark here. Are you on the phone line, the regular phone line, Mark? This is the way we used to do things, right?
Yes, indeed. I'm here. And, you know, after hundreds of shows that we've done, Scott, maybe a few thousand, this is the first, but it's the world we live in. And I have to publicly apologize to Taylor. She called me previously, and it came up as a spam risk on my phone. And I apologized to her, and I'm so sorry about that, because I was kind of rude.
Oh, well, Taylor is laughing it off right now. She's fine.
Okay,
she's
good.
Fine
That's
with it.
Good.
She's fine
That's
with
good.
It. Yeah, she knows how we roll here.
Yeah.
You don't want those calls out there. Anyway, I was talking about, we got some interaction here from folks about, and we're going to talk to Dan Schock, who's on the line with us here as well. But we're going to talk a little bit before and after, especially after we talk with Dan, about the fact that we could be the epicenter of a lot of eyes upon our area if this plan for the PGA Tour, Mark, comes to fruition and we have galleries at the John Deere Classic.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. As we talked about yesterday, and it became official today that the PGA Tour is going to return, I believe it's June 11th, without fans. But right now, the John Deere Classic is the one slated to include fans. And I'm telling you what, Scott, people are going to criticize it because we talked about which is that first event that's going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people are going to criticize it? We shall see. You know, that's, 3 months away, nearly 3 months away.
Yep.
And as we've said all along, no one knows how things are going to progress, but that may or may not be very interesting depending on, you know, if it holds.
True. And we're going to talk more about this and take more of your text. Thanks to everybody who's texted in so far at 319-366-1600. And we will talk a little bit more about this because this is pretty big. This is huge as far as the sports world is concerned. And like we said, our little area, Quad Cities, everyone's going to know the name of each of the quad, the cities that make up the Quad Cities when this is done, Mark. We do know that.
Yeah, as you know, it's actually held in Silvis, Illinois, but it is regarded as a Quad Cities event with John Deere headquarters in Moline. And we'll just see if this transpires. But as of right now, an event very close to home and very dear to a lot of our hearts is apparently is going to be the first event to be held.
Yes.
With fans.
With fans. Now, well, that could change at any moment. This is a very fluid situation, and we'll talk more about that coming up in a little bit. But we're going to take a very short break, come back. Dan Schanka is waiting patiently on line one, and we're going to talk with Dan from our Lad Scouting Service. If you have a question for Dan, probably be best to text it to us at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Already a few on Facebook that we've gotten, and we'll pass those along to Dan coming up. Quick break, come back. We'll talk NFL Draft, which goes off a week from tonight, right after this.
Economic stimulus payments will be hitting your bank account soon. In fact, nearly $200 million will be coming to area households. You might need that money for rent, mortgage, utilities, even food. But if you don't, KGYM encourages you to think of the thousands of local businesses being impacted right now. Waiting to spend those dollars at your favorite place when we're all on the move again? That'll be a huge boost for them and our economy. If you don't need it for necessities, save your stimulus and shop locally. It could mean millions of dollars for the corridor.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, Iowa law prohibits price gouging. It is illegal to charge excessive prices for goods and services needed by disaster victims. This applies to items sold in stores, on social media, or online. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller will pursue price gouging complaints, and businesses or individuals found in violation could face penalties of up to $40,000. Report price gouging at iowaattorneygeneral.gov or 888-777-4590. Furnished by the Iowa Broadcasters Association.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Rammelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back with you on the gym class at 327 here on KGYM. Text coming in about the John Deere Classic possibly being the first event with a gallery in this event. That's a golf term right there, by the way, golf event. And we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. But Mark, want to bring in our friend Dan Schanka of Our Lad Scouting Service. And I have my fingers crossed that since both you guys are on the phone lines here, A, we're going to be able to hear both of you, and B, that both of you are going to be able to hear me as well as each other. So fingers are crossed. Mark, how are you doing so far?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to talking to Dan.
Dan, can you hear us?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Excellent. Well, we're one for one as far as double phone line conversations are concerned. 21 of 22 for Skype. So I guess we're doing okay. Well,
let's hope the NFL doesn't have the same problems a week from tonight, huh?
No, very true, very true. And Dan, got a lot of people weighing in here. And first of all, this is the home stretch for you and everybody at Our Lads, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. The Scout Super Bowl is a week away now, and or 8 days, I guess. And looking forward to seeing what the first mistake is going to happen at the draft in regards to, you know, who's going to lose their phone lines or what have you. And I think the most watched draft probably in history is going to take place in about 8 days because the fans are waiting for something, and they're all going to be crowded around their TV sets and see Roger Goodell in his basement make the first call.
Dan, one of the biggest stories, I think, for around here right now is A.J. Epenesa. He's just all over the board, and it probably relates to his combine performance, but you still have him solidly in the first round. A guy like John Clayton has him at the top of the third. What's up?
Well, John's a good friend, and I don't think that you know, one thing great about the draft is everybody's got their own opinion on things. And one thing good about the Iowa guys, I see them every week for 3 years. So I just think that sometimes you just don't look at the numbers. Because really what AJ is that power defensive end. He's a left defensive end in a 4-3, or he could be a 5 technique anchor pillar guy in the 3-4 front and do both well. And you can reduce him inside and let him play some defensive tackle. And so I think that, you know, some people, when they think defensive end, automatic pass rusher, put your hand down, come screaming off the edge like a banshee and make a sack or be disruptive or do all that. Well, I don't, AJ's not necessarily that. I think he's going to be a guy that's going to get probably, you know, anywhere from 5 to 6 to 7 sacks a year, be a really solid defensive end that way, but he's a different type of player. He's just not, you know, he's not Chase Young. I mean, but I'll tell you, you put his size and, you know, that arm length and everything, batting down balls and being disruptive, you know, I think he's still going to be a first-round guy. He may slide to second because of, you know, it just depends on all these receivers and offensive tackles that may go and all that. But, you know, I mean, there's not many people in this draft really built like him.
True. Now, with A.J. Epenesa sliding a little bit, the opposite is true for Tristan Wirfs. A lot of people have him going higher and higher as we get closer and closer to the draft anyway.
Absolutely. In fact, I think I was the first one out there to put him to the Giants at 4. And then we did our mock draft with all our scouts, and my scout that does the Giants, he had to put Simmons in there, the linebacker from, and I said, man, I ought to fire you for that, you know, because they do need a front 7 disruptive guy, but you better protect Daniel Jones. And I think that I used to work with Dave Gettleman on the road when he was scouting and things, and I know Dave always liked those big strong offensive linemen. And I mean, I prefer Wirfs. He may like Thomas from Georgia, but I think one of those two is going to be the first tackle off the board.
Dan, I've got a couple of questions from on my Facebook page, and one is from Scott, and I have friends that are Dolphin fans, Jeff and Bobby, and don't ask me why, okay? But they say, you know, one day it's Tua, the next day it's Herbert, then it's Tua again. I think you've had the Dolphins taking Tua all along, haven't you?
Well, we have, but keep this in mind. What you do when you grade these guys, you grade them how they are as athletes and players and how they fit in your grading system first, okay? Then you know, Tua, to me, would be on our sideboard, which means I wouldn't draft him. And I'll wait to the second contract to get him because this guy has got too many injuries. And when you're banged up coming out of college, it isn't a pretty sight when you get in the NFL. In fact, there's only a couple players that I can recall that were beat up in college that end up having some success in the NFL. And Curtis Martin, you know, the running back that he's in the Hall of Fame. He did a great job at New England and the Jets, and but at Pittsburgh, at the University of Pittsburgh, man, he was always beat up. In fact, he couldn't even go in the old blue-gray game. I don't remember that down in Alabama. He couldn't even play in that game because he's beat up, you know. And but then he went on to Hall of Fame career. And then Taysom Hill, who's down at former BYU quarterback down, and he's a specialty type player for the Saints. He's the other one that he ended every year with a injury, but. So I just don't think it's going to be a slam dunk. Now, we do have him going to the Dolphins because of, you know, the way we had six scouts and we all had so many teams. And, you know, our Dolphin scout put him in there. I'll fire him next after I get the Giant guy fired. But, you know, I wouldn't take him personally.
Yeah. Dan Shaka joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class at 3:35. If you have a question, let us know on the text line at 319-366-1600. A couple questions here. Number one, I got this on Facebook earlier on today on the KGYM Facebook page. Someone asking about the Los Angeles Chargers. What are they going to go offense? Are they going to go defense at number six? Or are they going to trade away number six? What are your thoughts about the Chargers?
Well, they do need some, more players to help build up that roster. But you know, I think if Justin Herbert's sitting there at six, now I think the Dolphins might end up taking him at five unless there's a little shuffling going on up there that maybe the Chargers, I don't know if the Chargers will try to get ahead, maybe, you know, give Detroit something to back out of there so they can get Herbert. But I really think that if Herbert's there at six, he's going to be a Charger because they need – and he's a talented guy. And my only hang-up with Herbert is the synapse from his brain to his hand, which he's a very intelligent guy, super smart, off the field, all that stuff. Very good athlete, great person, all that stuff. But, you know, sometimes when you're an NFL quarterback, you got to be able to hit it right now. You got to anticipate your throws, and I think he's just a little bit off in that. I don't know if you can ever really adjust that, and that's my only hang-up on him because he does have the arm strength. He's got the athletic ability. I guess Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl already ran for three touchdown passes. So, I mean, he does a lot of good things, and plus he's a super A1 character guy, a guy you'd like on your team. So I think the Dolphins are going to go that way, but if not, I think the Chargers would love to have him. And, you know, that's another thing. The Chargers doctors may say, hey, we can go ahead and take Tua. You know, we've done our due diligence. We say he's okay. So but I think Herbert might have be a Dolphin, and then I think, you know, maybe Tua would end up going to the Chargers.
Dan, 5319 on our text line, asking about Evan Weaver, his potential. He reminds me of Brian Urlacher and Zach Thomas together. Now, folks out there, Weaver is a linebacker from Cal. I think you have him going a bit later than that first day.
Yeah, he's not good in coverage. And what he is a two-down linebacker right now, Mark and Scott. We're anymore, an inside linebacker has got to be able to cover because you're basically in that 4-2-5 scheme, and Weaver can't do that. He's not a good coverage linebacker. In fact, he's kind of he's going to have to be a specialty-type player for a team because he can rush some off the edge. He's really instinctive inside from tackle to tackle. He fills those holes and everything. But you got to be able to cover. And in the old days, you know, what, 7-8 years ago, he would be a top, probably third round guy, but now we think he's going to go down a little bit, just simply lacks the coverage skills.
319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in, which 6429 has done. More quarterbacks, what are your thoughts about Jordan Love, the quarterback out of Utah State, who has also kind of gone up on a lot of boards here as of late. But he's, as the texter says, he seems to be very polarizing among player personnel people.
Yeah, and I'm one of them. You know, there's reasons why you don't listen to, you know, a lot of the internet stuff out there, because at the Senior Bowl this year, you know, we had that covered really closely and studied all the practice tapes and everything. And, you know, everybody's talking about he had a great, you know, game or week of practice down there. And really the only passes he completed well were the quick out cuts and the hitch routes, 6 yard, 5 yard outs, things like that. He looks pretty. He throws a, you know, nice ball out there, but man, why guys are wide open down the field. He misses them. You know, he threw 17 interceptions this year. You know, a lot of the analysts are making excuses for him, and you have to state that in your report, saying, okay, he's got a new offensive line, he had a new head coach, he has, you know, some new receivers, but you know, great quarterbacks elevate everybody around you. And you know, he really struggled on wide open receivers. And I mean, he would overthrow them like 5 yards, or he'd throw that ball in the dirt. And I mean, the last time I checked, you win games by avoid losing them. And when you turn the ball over like he does, and we said this, you know, I don't know if you guys recall a few years ago, but Jameis Winston, we just said, was a turnover machine. And this year he was defensive NFL player of the year with 30 interceptions. So that doesn't change.
6618 on our text line. Dan wants to know your thoughts about Nate Stanley. I think you've got him going pretty late.
Yeah, I tell you what, Nate is really going to be, I think, a good backup type quarterback or a third for somebody. I don't think he'll be a starter. He's a little stiff in the upper body, you know, being able to turn and things like that. There's certain things he does really well. And, you know, a guy you'd like to have on the team, not a rah-rah guy, but a very analytical guy that, you know, understands what to do and when to do it and things like that. But he was really streaky, as, you know, you guys all know. You've seen him his whole career at Iowa, and he was when he's hot, he is really hot. And when he's not, he's not. And that's a good name for a song. I think I'll write a song about that.
There you go.
That. But anyway, I think that he's going to be kind of a backup quarterback or a third for somebody. He'll get drafted, you know, in that sixth, seventh round.
Yeah. 341, Dan Shonka joining us here. Dan, there's always that surprise in the first round or somebody that shoots up there that nobody can see. And this is a tough question. I'm just going to preface it by saying that. But is there somebody that you think might jump up on Thursday night next week that, you know, might be a second-round guy that goes to the first round or low first-round guy that jumps to the middle or the high part of the draft? Is there somebody out there you got your eye on?
Yeah, you know, I think Cesar Ruiz from Michigan, the center, he could possibly move into the first round, maybe to Baltimore. And obviously, nobody knows the Michigan program probably better than John Harbaugh, because his brother is the head coach there, and they need a center. They could use a center guard kind of guy. Ruiz, he can pull well, very good blocker on the interior. Another guy that another center actually that we really like is Hennessy from Temple. A very athletic guy that can move, and he takes the second level blocks, leak through there. You know, I think that I think somewhere in that group, it might be more of a lineman, but I really think that there's going to be a lot of wide receivers. Claypool possibly from Notre Dame could squeeze in there, big athletic guy. Mims from Baylor, who's, I know a lot of people, they started getting on the bandwagon late on him, so he may end up going in the first. But it's probably going to be a lineman, Scott, or one of those receivers that maybe are not really projected right now. Maybe they're second-round guys. And then a real reach would probably be the tight end Komet from Notre Dame. If, you know, somebody might pull the trigger on, because he's more of a second round guy to me, but that's a possibility. And on the last guy, maybe a Braun from Wisconsin. You know, he's he could play outside, rush the passer, play a little inside. He's that coverage guy we're talking about. He could possibly squeeze in there to a team also.
Dan, we won't hear from the Bears on the first day. That's not so much the question. The question really is whether or who won that Khalil Mack trade, because the Bears gave up a first last year, a first, a third, and a sixth this year. The Bears got a second in exchange. Is the jury still out on that? I have my own opinion. I'd much rather have Khalil Mack, but what say you?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I like the Mack pick, and I know that the Raiders end up getting, you know, some players to help their roster and everything. But, no, I tell you what, I'm with you. I like Mack. I mean, he brings more to the table than just being that great pass rusher. I mean, he's a great locker room guy. He helps people all around him get better because they see how hard he works. So I think that, you know, and those pass rushers don't come along very often. I mean, Chase Young, he'll be one of the top five pass rushers in the league when the minute he gets drafted and steps on the plane to go to whatever team's going to select him. And but they don't come along. And Mack is very special because he can play up, he can drop. You know, he rushes off the edge. He does a nice job in twists. So I think that, you know, I take Mack for a lot of reasons other than just and so that was a steep price to pay. But I think that, you know, when you're after one of the top premier positions, that was worth a pick for Mack.
That's the Bears. Let's just cover some of the Midwest teams. Packers, what do you see Green Bay doing in the draft early on?
Well, you know, for the longest time, I thought receiver would be the answer, and it still may be. But our Green Bay scout up there is in love with linebacker Queen out of LSU, and I kept telling him, guy, he'll probably – now, you talk about who I like maybe moving up. This guy may move down because I've been around too many linebacker coaches that don't like guys with short arms, okay? And if anybody has seen Queen play – I mean, he's a sideline-to-sideline guy that will light you up, but he doesn't wrap up. You know, he's the first guy to stick you, but everybody else kind of cleans up the mess. And he can cover because he can run, but he was not a starter until midseason. And so I would kind of lean to them maybe taking a receiver and a guy that Claypool – I think the big guy's talking about from Notre Dame. He's from Canada, and he's either a Buffalo guy or a Green Bay guy, you know, playing outside in the snow. In fact, he'll probably sue the NFL if he gets drafted by a warm weather team. I mean, he's the kind of guy that just loves that cold weather. So I think we'll go with the receiver at the Packers.
And then to close it out, how about the Vikings and my Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, you know, I think the Vikings, they could go in a lot of different directions. Possibly a defensive tackle on the inside there. You know, a guy like Kinlaw, we have penciled in there. South Carolina, I mean, he's a beast on the – you see him, he's a flash guy, though. Last part of his senior year, he was just an average guy. I call it agentitis, where he kind of backed it off a little bit. And but he did well in the Senior Bowl practices and things. They could go corner. Now, we gave him a corner, Terrell from Clemson. So I think that those are a couple possibilities. You know, receiver is probably going to be in the mix, losing Diggs to Buffalo. And then Kansas City Chiefs, there's a couple ways they could go. And we all know who had the worst rushing attack in the National Football League last year, don't we, Scott?
Yes, we do.
and so I think that, you know, I penciled in our top running back, Dobbins from Ohio State. They may like Swift. They may like Taylor. He's a great running back, but 18 turnovers, that's just a lot to ask, turning the ball over like that. And, they may go defense. They may end up getting a corner would be another choice for them, the Terrell kid from Clemson, the corner there. But I think if they want to add that offense, they'll take a running back, and they'll have their choice, I believe.
Dan, we know how Iowa has really been successful pumping out defensive backs to the NFL. You've got a couple guys from Iowa in your draft. Michael Ojemudia ranks a tad higher than Geno Stone, but you both expect both to be drafted, right?
Absolutely. I think Ojemudia, the interesting thing about him, he's long, he has those long arms and everything, and I don't know if Phil Parker gets the credit that's due, to the maybe common man out there or whatever, but I think nationally he's really respected as an excellent secondary coach. And these guys fundamentally are really good. And, Geno Stone was a surprise. I thought he should have stayed in, and he came out. But through the workouts that he had prior to this shutdown and everything, and you study his film, and I mean, he's going to be that specialty type guy for somebody, special teams and used in certain situations. But we've got a scout that long time coach, defensive backs and everything, and he really likes Stone, and I think that in the right spot. Now, again, it's like any player, you got to get drafted by the right team. They got to use you the right way or else you're not going to have much success. But I think both those guys, will have a chance to be making a ball club next year and be on a 53-man roster.
Good stuff right there. And Dan, is there still time for folks to get your terrific draft guide out there before next Thursday?
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. Because of the, shutdown, the COVID-19, everything of bookstores and all that stuff, what we did this year is we're offering a PDF option on our website that fans can get the guide. They can look at it on their phones or their laptop computers or what have you. And then, of course, in the area here, they could still get their guide. They just go to our website, ourlads.com, and order it, and we'll get it in the mail that day or this tonight. We got a mail run here going shortly anyway. But anyway, we'll get those out. But they can get it online or whatever their pleasure is. So, yes, you can still get it. And just go to ourlads, ourlads.com, or give us a phone call at 1-800-PRO-DRAFT.
1-800-PRO-DRAFT. Yeah. All right.
108 pages. It's worth every penny, even though we got ours for free, Dan. Thanks a lot.
No pictures, guys. No pictures. It's all meat and potatoes.
That's right. X's, O's, meats, potatoes. Everything right there you want as a football fan. And Dan, we'll talk after the draft, but great insight as always. Enjoy it, and we'll talk soon.
Will do. Thank you, guys. Great visiting with both of you. Thank you.
All right. Dan Shonk of Our Lad Scouting Service joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Always good to talk with Dan. 1238 on the text line saying Nate Stanley equals Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think Nate Stanley would take Ryan Fitzpatrick's career right now in the National Football League. He's also been a guy that's been up and down. He's had his chances to start, got a couple of starts, look good, and then he'll have a kind of a clunker in there. But, man, I would take that if I'm Nate Stanley. I'd take that if I'm anybody out there.
Yeah, I'd take that in a heartbeat, actually. Fitzpatrick may be the Dolphins' starting quarterback next year, no matter what happens in the draft. He's a good security blanket right now. Not a great quarterback, but he's won a lot of games, Scott.
Yeah, he has. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the PGA Tour, perhaps opening up as far as fans at the Quad Cities when we come back.
It's fine if you don't feel fine right now. You're allowed to feel worried or afraid, but if your worry or fear has taken you to a dark place you can't see yourself climbing out of, it's time to talk. There are people available right now at Foundation 2. They're great listeners. Just call 319-362-2174. Or if you'd rather text, no problem, go to yourlifeiowa.org and start a conversation. At KGYM, we care about you now and always.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, two superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football and the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
At AutoZone, we've always been there to help get you what you need when you need it, and that hasn't changed. That's why we want to let you know AutoZone stores are still open. Whether it's a quality part or a free battery test to help you stay on the road, we've got what you need. And if you do happen to need anything fast, we've got free store pickup inside the store or curbside, your choice, as well as next day delivery. Our stores are open and we're ready to help make the job easier. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store, or get free delivery on most orders over $45. We also have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Some exclusions apply.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
3:55, couple minutes remaining here on the Gym Class. Todd Rommelkamp Show coming your way next here on KGYM. Let's get this out real quick. Speaking of golf, Mark, with the governor's proclamation about Region 6, which is the region with Cedar Rapids and Northeast Iowa earlier today, that they're going to go in a little bit more of a shutdown, if you will. City of Cedar Rapids has announced that Gardner Golf Course, the only city course that's open right now, is going to close tonight at midnight, as well as the Frisbee Golf Courses in town. So I'm not sure about privately owned courses or whatever the case may be, but Gardner will be closed. So all the cities of Cedar Rapids golf courses will be shut down at least for a couple weeks.
My head is shaking, Scott. That's all I have to say about that.
That hits home with you, me, and other golfers. But, you know, we'll get by. We'll do what we can. We'll do what we can. Speaking of golf, a couple of notes on the text line about the possibility of the John Deere Classic being the first event with actual sports fans and a gallery. 6614 says, very presumptuous of the PGA. I believe it's still too early to set dates. 2794, won't the Illinois governor decide on crowds? That could be. I'm not sure if the PGA Tour got together with the folks in Illinois to decide that, but the PGA pretty confident putting out today that they're going to pick up their schedule on June the 11th down in Texas. And the first four events will not have galleries, but the first event they are planning with the gallery will be the John Deere Classic, and that will be July 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th at the TPC Deer Run in Silvis, Illinois. So I guess it remains to be seen.
It's 3 months away. You know, it's always going to be too early for some people.
And too late for others.
Yep.
I mean, that's kind of the way it is. Kind of the way it is right now. Tomorrow, Mark, we're going to have our Friday topic, and we're going to have a little – we always have fun with this, but this one I think may be a little bit more fun tomorrow. Well, we are planning on getting your thoughts about it, 319-366-1600. Our Friday topic will be – If you had the opportunity to choose four people to have dinner with in the sports world at your table, who would they be? Past, present, we can't say future, obviously, but who would it be? There's a lot of thinking that goes on with that.
I like it a lot. You'd be the first one, and fill in three more, right?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Why not? We'll take 3 hours, but come up with a couple of lists, if you will, and we will kick that around tomorrow. Who would you like to have at your table for dinner from the sports world? And we'll kick that around tomorrow. Four people, men, women, past, present, whatever the case may be. All right, Mark, take it easy tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds great.
All right, you've been listening to The Gym Class here at KGYM.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster.